Simon & Schuster Audio presents Consent to Kill by Vince Flynn. Read by George Guidel.
Prelude. To kill a man is a relatively easy thing, especially the average, unsuspecting man. To kill a man like Mitch Rapp, however, would be an entirely different matter. It would take a great deal of planning and a very talented assassin, or more likely, a team who were either brave enough or crazy enough to accept the job. In fact, any sane man, by definition, would have the sense to walk away. The assassins would need to catch Rapp with his guard down in order to get close enough to finish him off once and for all. The preliminary report on his vigilance did not look good. The American was either hyper-alert or insanely paranoid. Every detail of their plan would have to come together perfectly, and even then, they would need some luck. They'd calculated that their odds for success were probably 70% at best. That was why they needed complete deniability. If whoever they sent failed, Rapp would come looking. Despite their positions of great power, and they had no intention of spending the rest of their lives with a man like Mitch Rapp hunting them. Chapter 1. Langley, Virginia.